This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं. इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं. यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है.
The Prime Minister said that the government is earnestly working to implement Gram Swaraj on the ground. The Prime Minister said Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. Mr. Modi said the government is working for the digitization of land records, and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. The Prime Minister said women will play a crucial role in building a developed India. He said empowerment of women is the focus area of his government and women are placed at the center of every major scheme.
Swamitva Yojana ne mahilaon ke property rights ko aur majboot kiya hai. Kai rajyon mein property cards mein pati ke saath saath patniyon ke naam bhi shamil kiye hain ki Swamitva Yojana ke drone bhi आज महिलाओं को प्रॉपर्टी राइट देने में मदद कर रहे हैं.
Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide record of rights to property owners in village areas to enhance the economic development of rural India. The scheme has reached full saturation in Puducherry, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tripura, Goa, Uttarakhand and Haryana. The drone surveys have also been completed in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and several union territories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has ordered the constitution of an interministerial team to ascertain the causes of deaths in Jammu's Rajouri district. The team led by the Ministry of Home Affairs will visit the affected village to ascertain the causes of deaths in 3 incidents in the past 6 weeks. The team will consist of experts from the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, and Ministry of Water Resources. The team would proceed tomorrow, and in collaboration with the local administration, the team would work on providing immediate relief as well as taking precautionary measures to prevent such incidents in future. And now, news from Mahakumbh 2025. The Namami Gange mission of Ministry of Jal Shakti has set up a grand and captivating Namami Gange pavilion at Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The pavilion has become a unique medium for raising awareness about the conservation and cleanliness of the Ganga River. With cutting-edge technology, creative displays and informative elements, the pavilion has become an attraction for people of all age groups. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, the women team led by Priyanka Ingle has advanced to the final after defeating South Africa 66-16 this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. In the final, the Indian side will face Nepal tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.